Before this episode starts, I just want to let everyone know this is strictly for entertainment purposes only. This is not to make fun of everybody. This is not to make fun of anybody, period. This is not to bash Starbucks or whatever. This is not to bash any restaurant. This is not to throw any restaurant under the bus, period. This is strictly for entertainment purposes only. I'm using this podcast to just get stuff out, my venter, if you will. And basically, it's the cheapest therapy I'll get. No, but moral of the story, this is strictly just for entertainment purposes only. If I offend anyone, I sincerely apologize right here, right now. Let's get started. Hey, y'all. This is Corey on the mic. I'm bringing you a new podcast, episode one of Starbucks People with Dunkin' Money. And for those who think in any part of this podcast, nah, that ain't me. It can't possibly be me. It is. I hate to stage a little intervention with you over the radio. Not radio, but you know, it is you. Let's get started. My first day working at Dunkin', I was a deer in headlights. I'm not gonna lie to you. I mean, I was sitting there like, so that's what a black coffee is. I mean, it was so new to me. Because I'm the type of person that just, I can't get into coffee. Caffeine makes my head hurt. And especially, like the first 2, 3 days, I had serious, I'm not gonna say migraines, but I had very severe headaches because of the smell of the coffee. I wasn't used to it. And I was talking to my mom about it, and she was saying, you know, it has to be the coffee because I'm not used to that kind of smell. And it was very strong. And having to be around that for, you know, 5 hours plus, it wasn't setting with me right for the first, you know, maybe 2, 3 days I've been working there. But after the first week, I kind of got over it. Anyway, side note. So, like I said, I was a deer in headlights. I'm just sitting back watching everyone in awe, like, so that's what it means when someone says they want two and two, or that's what someone means when they want a Boston coffee. I didn't know the difference between a latte and a cappuccino. I thought macchiato was a type of disease. That's how new I was to the whole coffee game. And then when someone, I don't know, it's just, I knew how to punch in orders, but as far as making everything, I didn't know red from white. I mean, I didn't know anything at all. The only thing I knew was how to make black coffee, and that was it. Someone said, "Can I get a latte?" I said, "Sure. Creamer, you want cream or no?" And they're like, "That's a dairy-based drink. Cream isn't dairy." I mean, I was so new, you know? But looking back at it now, it's funny to me how far I've come, because now I know how to make a latte. I know what an Americano is, which is disgusting. But side note, I mean, hot espresso and water, disgusting. Anyway, side note, getting sidetracked. But I'm realizing now that, you know, the more you do stuff, the more confident and the more comfortable you get. Because right now, I can't imagine myself not being at work because I love my job so much. Not just, you know, one, it gives me something to do, especially now that I'm out of school. I don't really have much to do now. But because of, I guess because I get to work, I get to have that, you know, human interaction. And I get to, because I used to have social anxiety, I used to not be able to talk to people, I'll be super awkward. But I guess this job kind of helped me overcome that because I meet someone new every single day. I mean, there might be that one person that comes through 4 times a day and I'm just like, okay, same coffee. But no, but I guess it's cool. And also, not just that, but since I've been working at Dunkin', I've realized there's so much that I have left to learn, even though I feel like I know how to make everything. I know how to do stuff. I know how to count money. I know how to give people change. there's always one thing I just don't know. Like, I just found out, you know, on my last shift that the 2 for $5, the bacon, egg, and cheese on a croissant, the 2 for $5 meal, is 2 for $6 now because of taxes. And then prices went up. An extra large hot coffee used to be 3.01. Sorry, excuse me. Yeah, the extra large hot coffee used to be 3.01, and now it's 3.11 because of the sales tax. It had went up, I think. But minimum wage went up too, so I'm not complaining. But I don't know, it's just working. And this is for all. Actually, you know what? Time out. I'm sorry. I'm all over the place. No, but for every fast food employee in general, props to y'all. I just want to say that right here, right now, firstly, before I really, really get into what I want to say. Because not besides the retail industry, but working with food, just food service and food industry in general, it is probably one of the hardest jobs you get into. Because not only do you have to worry about the safety of other, I guess, people, but just how you have to make the food, remember what they ordered, try not to screw it up, you know? And it doesn't help if someone orders at the drive-thru speaker and then pulls around the cash window and continues to order more food on top of that. It's not fair, you know? I love this music. I'm so sorry. It's just so cool. Anyway, so along with that, not every Dunkin' is exactly the same. And I quickly realized that because I did this, no, I decided to do this experiment, if you will, based on the drink that I always get from Dunkin'. And yes, I made a drink. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Anyway, so I made myself a drink. I get me a small frozen chocolate without the mocha swirl, but I still put the mocha swirl like on top with the whipped cream. I just don't put it in the actual drink itself because then it's way too sweet for me and I can't handle that kind of sweetness. Unless if it's one of those s'mores, one of those s'more martinis that you get from Sugar Factory, those messes smack. Side note. So, yeah, I'll get a small frozen chocolate without the mocha swirl, with the whipped cream mocha swirl on top. And I've done it at my job. Tastes great, obviously, because I made it. And the one closest to my house, I asked them for it, but without the whipped cream, without the mocha swirl, period, because I just wanted to see how the base of the drink was going to be, because that's what I'm going to be drinking for the rest of the day, you know? So, once they give me the drink, I taste it. It's not bad. It's actually probably better than the one I made, shockingly. So now I go to that Dunkin' instead of making it myself because one, I'm lazy, and two, I just like to do it that way. And I went to the one furthest away from my experiment, and the results were absolutely shocking, doctor. They put mocha swirl in it. Now, at the drive-thru speaker, I said, and I quote, "Can you make sure that you guys do not put the mocha swirl in there? It makes it way too sweet otherwise." And I could hear the confusion in the speaker, so I decided to say, you know, there's no button for it, I get it, but just let everyone know that there's no mocha swirl in there for me, please. Thank you. And they still put the mocha swirl in there. They didn't think I would taste the difference, but I did. So I went around and I said, "Oh, there's mocha swirl in here." And she said, "I'm sorry, we can't do that." I'm like, "Yes, you can." She's like, "No, we can't." I'm like, "Chick, I work at a Dunkin'. I do this mess all the time. You can do it for me. Thank you." And then they told me to get out the drive-thru. Side note, moral of the story, not every Dunkin' is exactly the same. It's not, you don't go to every single Shark's. You only go to that one Shark's location because you know the chicken is the best there. Or you only go to one certain Subway because you know they know how to make your sandwich without you telling them. All they do is look at you and they go, oh, I got you, meatball sub, got you. You know, that kind of thing. So just how not every chicken place is the same, not every Dunkin' Donuts is the same. Whether it be the kind of quality of food you get, or the quantity even, or even just the people that work there in general. Because if a customer is really nice to me, I'm not gonna lie to you, I would honestly. Now, we're supposed to give people 6 hash browns, but if this person is really chill, I mean really, really cool, I'll give them 8 hash browns because they're just that cool, you know? They might not fit in the bag, in a little hash brown bag, but they have one, you know, like it's like that one little last fry you got from McDonald's. It's one of those. And it's just, it's crazy how every person will believe that every single Dunkin' is exactly the same, and it's not. I can clearly sit here. This is coming from a Dunkin' employee. I am telling you that not every single Dunkin' is exactly the same. Not only that reason I just gave you, but for the second reason I'm about to give you. This chick came through the drive-thru and she got a medium hot tea. Now, with some Dunkins, due to the COVID restrictions, they are not putting tea bags in the hot water cups. But especially my Dunkin', we don't do that. But I know some others are putting the tea bags in there for customers, but mine doesn't, like I said before. So this lady pulls around and I'm giving her the hot water along with the tea bags on the side. And she looks at me, she goes, what's going on here? I'm like, what are you talking about, ma'am? Where's the tea bags? I just gave you the tea bags on the side. Oh no, I thought you put them in the teacup. Man, we can't do that due to COVID restrictions. Oh, so what does COVID have to do with you guys not putting the tea bags in my hot water and seeping it in there? You mean, why can't we do what you do at home on a daily basis? I'm not sure why, Karen. How about you tell me? Anyway, and then she goes on to tell me, well, the one that my Dunkin' does it, how come you guys don't? Then Karen, go to that one. I don't have time for this. There's 50 other cars behind you, and they're probably more, you know, they're more understanding than you are, but whatever. What do I know? I just work here. Anyway, it's just, it can be frustrating when you try to come off as helping and understanding to a customer and to not further escalate the situation. Because there's so many situations I've been in with a customer where I'm trying to come off as reassuring and helping and whatever, and I don't want to come off as trying to irritate the customer or further drag along the situation that can occur. And out of the maybe 5 times, I've done it 4 times successfully. That one time I could not, because one of my coworkers, they could not keep it together. Love you, but you could not keep it together. We had to further escalate this situation, and we eventually had to get the shift leader on it. It just wasn't pretty. But I just want to say, just be careful how you come off, not just on employees, but everyone in general that you know. You know, like, honestly, it's just, you can't come off, like, you may not understand how you come off to some people. Like, to yourself, if you look in the mirror and go, you look so nice today. Can I get a medium hot coffee with cream only? No sugar, please? Thank you. But then you actually show up to the counter and then you go, can I get the medium hot coffee, cream and sugar? You know? You don't realize how you come off to some people, and it can quickly lead to the worst situation that you will ever meet. I'm not saying this has happened before, but just for, you know, everyone, just so everyone has a reference to look back to. Just be careful of what you're doing and how you come off. not just for consumers, not consumers, but customers, but us employees as well. Because if we're trying to tell them, you know, your food will be right out, don't come off as, it'll be right out. Don't do that. Just have that anti-Karen voice, you know? It's that, okay, your food will be right out for you. I mean, sure, it might take 10 minutes, but at least, you know what? That was a really nice service. They might give you some money in the tip jar at the type that jingles, but the type that folds, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, there's that. Anyway, besides that, I got a little tangent. That's my bad. So along with the COVID restrictions, with the kind of donuts we used to have, because of COVID, we didn't really get glazed munchkins or Bavarian cream donuts because of COVID. And this lady basically threw a hissy fit about it. She's sitting there like, I don't get anything I wish for, you know? I mean, she's sitting there like, what does COVID have to do with you guys not having my Bavarian cream donuts? Well, it's called do it yourself at home and we'll figure it out later. I don't know what else to tell you. You just don't have it. That's another thing. Not every employee knows what's going on behind the scenes at corporate. Not every McDonald's employee can tell you when their next thing will be coming out. They don't know. Not every Dunkin' employee can tell you when this thing is coming out in April. The most we know is probably maybe 3 weeks before the next month is when stuff comes out. Like if someone's asking us, oh, when is your gluten-free brownie come out? Don't worry about it. I don't know yet. What do you mean you don't know? I don't know. I don't know. We just, not every establishment works the same way either, but it's just, we don't know half the stuff that's coming. But when we do, we'll try our best to tell you, but some stuff we just have to keep under wraps, which I completely understand. One thing we should have kept under wraps, and honestly, this should be illegal to sell, because this ish is nasty. I don't know if everybody knows about this, but we do have this new sugar plum macchiato. The flavor is gross. I can't get past it. It's like cough syrup going down. The first 0.5 seconds of that slurp is delicious. But then after that, that aftertaste will mess you up. I couldn't taste anything for like 2 days. That's an exaggeration, but it wasn't good. So when someone asks me, you know, what's a sugar plum macchiato like? And I'll go, oh, you want gingerbread instead? No, sugar plum. No, you want the gingerbread. Listen to what I'm telling you. You don't want the sugar plum macchiato. And then they'll proceed to tell me or ask me. They'll go, well, what do you guys think about the sugar plum macchiato? And I'll tell them, do you want the corporate lie or do you want the employee's truth? And then they go, oh, I want the truth then. And I'll go, honestly, ma'am, it should be illegal to sell this to the public. We can't do this. It's nasty. She said, is it really? Ma'am, I would never, never lie. This ish is nasty. And I'm the type of person that's really honest about this kind of thing, too. I'm not going to sit there and tell you a product is absolutely delicious, knowing good and well it tastes like backwash. I'm not going to do that to you. Side note, that lady got a gingerbread latte and she loved it. She got another one the very next day. Thank you, appreciate it. Anyway, ooh, that hurt. Nothing. Hi! So, yeah, it's just, it's frustrating how somebody can, you know, tell you flat out to your face, oh yeah, this product is good. Well, first of all, they haven't tried it. Side note. I'm so sorry. Just a lot of side notes. But look, we had this new Explorer batch. And I'm gonna leave it up to y'all to try it. I'm not gonna bash every single flavor that we have, or I'm not gonna promote every flavor that we have, but just try it out. Try the new Explorer batch. Try the new croissant stuffer, especially the chicken and bacon. You gotta try that. You gotta try it. And that three cheese. Ooh. I need y'all to try that peppermint mocha too, especially the signature latte. Y'all gotta try that with the whipped cream on top and the sprinkle and the that thing. You should try that. It's pretty fire. But look, side note. Forget it. But I'm not gonna sit here and bash and promote any flavors or stuff like that. But if you honestly want my opinion on stuff, I'll give it to you. But other than that, I'm gonna try to be as neutral as possible when it comes to food and whatever. It's just gonna be about, like I said before, Dunkin' experiences as far as what people have said to me, what they have done in the drive-thru. And oh, my drive-thru rules. Yes, I made a rule system for the drive-thru because common sense is not common with these people. But we'll talk about that in the next episode.